This is Lois Navalier. It is Tuesday, February 23rd. Well, folks, we do have a full-blown correction underway, and I just want to explain how we got here and then how we're going to get out of it. First of all, a lot of the big flagships weren't acting well. What we call their alphas, their movement independent of the market, their relative strength, was starting to dissipate. And so they lost their mojo, for lack of a better word. And right now, I think if we have to look at any market leader, it would be Tesla, okay? Now, a couple things are going on with Tesla I just want to address because it's getting hit the hardest. First of all, the January sales in China were down. That's compared to December, which was very healthy. There's some quality issues. There's a regulatory investigation in China. A lot of people thought that when Tesla bought the Bitcoin, it was just a distraction from the regulatory inquiry in China, which was impeding the sales. That's issue one. Issue two, they definitely have rising competition in Europe. They lost market share in Europe. Their sales dropped. They don't have the Model Y over there. That's part of the problem. But the competition is very, very severe in Europe, and Europe is the biggest EV market out there. The third problem is we're out of cobalt, okay? So when you build an electric car, the batteries work better with cobalt. If you remove the cobalt, you can still have a lithium battery, but you're not going to get the range. So things like power walls and lithium battery packs to store electricity, they don't have any cobalt because they're saving the cobalt for the cars. Tesla is making cars in China without cobalt, okay? Now, they don't have the range of the normal Teslas, and they are starting to export those to Europe. They did that in the fourth quarter. So if we're going to have this big green mandate and do all this EV change, you know, somehow we're going to have to get a lot of cobalt. Now, Tesla, to their credit, did lock up a lot of cobalt from Runco, a big commodity firm. Most of the cobalt, of course, comes from the Congo, which is notorious for child labor and all kinds of abuses, okay? The next big source of cobalt after the Congo is Vietnam. And the way mining companies work is they just show up and they strip it all out and then they move on to the next place, okay? So no one's calling for strip mining all of Congo and relocating the gorillas, okay? Because, you know, they're just not yet. And so there is this bottleneck that is slowing down the transition to electric cars, okay? And affects everyone. The other thing that's going on with Tesla is they have to buy batteries from everybody, okay? They're not buying from every single manufacturer, but they are buying from Panasonic, which is running off of Toyota to solid state. They are buying from LG Chem, which is the big supplier to Volkswagen Group, Mercedes, Ford, okay, and GM. And they are buying batteries from CATL in China, which supplies a lot of Chinese manufacturers as well. So just like there's a shortage of semiconductor chips on cars, okay, it's impacted car manufacturing a bit. There's a shortage of cobalt to make really good lithium batteries. And this is not unique to Tesla. You know, LG Chem has had problems delivering the batteries they promised in the past, and they've had to shut down factories in Europe over this. So what Wall Street was doing is they were trying to take that Tesla premium and spread it to other companies. You know, you saw Ford doing very well this year because Ford has a very serious electric competitor called the Mach-E. That's now becoming available. They're going to sell a lot of those in Europe initially because that's the hottest EV market. And then, of course, it'll be here in America as well. They make them in Mexico. Another example is Lucid. Lucid is going from a SPAC, and it's going to be going public, but the price they set for the IPO price was a lot lower than everybody expected, and that kind of was one of the triggers today, that the Tesla premium isn't spreading as fast to other companies. So that's what's happening. And, you know, I own the solar battery inverter stocks, Enphase Energy, SolarEdge, they're a little soft. They're getting swept up in all this, okay? Enphase specifically competes with Tesla, making the lithium power walls and things. So that's kind of what took the mojo out of the market. Another thing I'm watching is Home Depot had very, very good earnings, okay? Raised its dividend, got it higher, did everything right, and the stock's down. And Home Depot was one of those big flagships that just didn't have its mojo before its stunning earnings report. So essentially, Wall Street is tired, okay? The fourth quarter announcement season is largely over. I know NVIDIA is going to announce shortly. But the earnings season is largely over. It's time to burp, okay, and digest recent gains, and that's what's happening. So now we have to watch volume, okay? And volume was, I would say, medium light yesterday. It was a little higher than the previous days. There was some selling pressure towards the close. And so we had pretty good volume this morning, and we want to now watch the volume fizzle. So the correction will go on as long as there's selling pressure. Now, amidst all this, there's good news. Our factories in America can't keep up with all the demand. You know, apparently we turned on the dime, and we want to buy stuff at Nest. So that's good news. Consumer confidence just came out today. It's up. Leading economic indicators were up yesterday. That's good. So the U.S. is on the road to recovery. I know it's an unbalanced recovery. I know the service sector is struggling. I know the COVID restrictions are still a big deal in a lot of states. But I happen to be in Arizona right now. It's busy here. I realize it's high season for Arizona and all, but, you know, it's surprisingly busy. So people are out and about, and, you know, restaurants are busy, things like that. So, you know, it's unnatural to lock us up, okay? So let's just hope that all the COVID-19 restrictions are lifted as the cases drop and we all get back to normal faster than a lot of us think we are. But we are on track for a good economic recovery. So there's nothing wrong economically. The only thing wrong is one of our big flagships out there, Tesla, had a burp. Other flagships like Apple, Home Depot, were just tired, okay? And they had to roll over. But, you know, yesterday when the market rolled over, I noticed a lot of dividend stocks were firming up. And they were benefiting, so I wasn't too concerned. Today, some of those dividend stocks are getting spanked a little. And so that means we're not done yet. And I'm sorry to tell you that, but the key is to watch the volume. Let's ride through this. This is obviously a phenomenal buying opportunity. And I'll be trying to nibble on stocks on pullbacks here. The aggressive stocks, when you buy them on days like today, it's kind of like catching a knife. You can cut yourself, but you might also get a phenomenal price, okay? But the more big blue chip stocks with phenomenal sales earnings, they're a little better to buy at this moment. So let's see what the leadership is going to be as we come out of this. I do want to remind everybody that we have phenomenal sales and earnings. We have much better sales and earnings than the underlying market. We trade at lower forecasts of PEs than the market. So when this thing turns, it will be more narrow and more fundamentally focused, and we'll be in the driver's seat. So I'm not worried about the correction. I've been doing this a long time. We tend to have a correction once a year. They can be up to 10%, okay? We're obviously over 5% right now on NASDAQ. And then they continue until volume dries up, and then it reverses. Now, Jerome Powell is testifying right now. He's saying that inflation is still muted and everything, even though we saw some serious inflation in the producer price index. Bond yields are still going higher today, okay, which is unusual. Usually when the stock market goes down, bond yields will fall, but they're going up today on the 10-year Treasury. So if anything's freaking the market out, it's probably that, okay? That we're spending up a storm, okay? And how are we going to pay for all this? Now, one last big concern, this modern monetary theory, something that was pioneered by this guy, Mario Draghi, the former head of the European Central Bank, he's now the new Italian prime minister. It looks like we're trying to do modern monetary theory too, which is print as much money as we can, as fast as we can. And that is starting to freak some people out. That might explain why the dollar's weak. But a weak dollar creates windfall profits for our multinationals. So, you know, let's hope Chairman Powell doesn't spook anybody. He's trying to calm everybody down today. And So we shall see what happens here, folks. But it is a serious correction. I'm sorry to tell you that. Volume is medium light, I would say. Corrections in two ways. Big volume reversals and or they just exhaust themselves. I'm waiting for it to exhaust itself. So this is going to go on for a little bit longer, and then we'll get back to normal, and the market will emerge. We'll then resume going higher, but it'll be much more narrow. And, I don't mean to pick on Tesla, but it is the flagship out there. It's what everybody was looking at. And, obviously they're the leading EV manufacturer out there. But, for their sake, I wish they could find a lot more cobalt and all their suppliers. So that's kind of what triggered all this. And it's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.